Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pieretti. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Lupien moves to second. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callaway moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers bunts towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to third. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into Callaway, who tags Wertz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mullen scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray bunts towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swift scores. Lake moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weigel for a passed ball. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0-for-1 in the game. Pieretti strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-0 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico fields the ball and throws to Gray covering. Safe. Lupien moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. 1 out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Kell scores. Mullen moves to third. Wertz moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Bob Swift. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wertz moves to third. Lepon moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Lepon scores. Gray moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 3 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. 2 outs. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Mulder covering, for the out. 1 out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to second. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hodgin moves to third. Lupien moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 3 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgin scores. Lupien scores. Appling moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Sierra moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Philly moves to second. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lapone hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lupien hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.